It's been more than a decade since the conflict in northern Uganda ended. Between 1986 and 2006, Joseph Kony kidnapped thousands of children into his rebel group, the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, turning the girls into sex slaves and the boys into child soldiers. At the height of the conflict, community stations like Radio Wa began to emerge, offering locals isolated in towns and villages a different message to the one being played out on their doorstep. Magdalene Kasaku, director of Radio Wa, which means Our Radio in Law, one of the two native languages of northern Uganda, recalls how the station began in 2001.
Remember during that time when the radio began, it was during the war time. There was a lot of violence, there was a lot of killings. And one of the biggest weapons they used then was to use children. They abducted children and they were using these children as a source of violence and trying to get back to the community. So when the radio began, there were very few staffs. There were apparently around 20. And these staffs were doing their best to ensure that even though the war was raging, people were running away, people were being killed here and there, they thought of starting a program.
The program in question, called Karibu, was devoted to the thousands of boys and girls abducted by the LRA and other rebel groups. It relayed to them the messages of their friends and relatives.
Karibu is a Kiswahili word that means welcome. So many of the parents would come through the radio to complain. And when they were complaining, they were saying, look, my child has disappeared. I don't know where he or she is. Could you help me find out where my child is? But during that time, there was a lot of insecurity things, and the rebels even threatened to come and burn the radio. So in the year 2002, they actually succeeded to burn down Radio Wa. Radio Wa was located somewhere up the hill in a place called Ngeta. And so when the rebels went there, luckily, they only found one presenter who managed to escape, but they were able to burn down the radio station.
It would take less than a year for Radio Wa to be rebuilt, owing to public outcry over its destruction, explains Kasuku.
It went beyond Uganda, and the whole world was wondering how a small community radio that is trying to empower the people in a war-torn area can be burnt down. It really became an international issue, a very national issue, and it didn't take long because that was around August. But towards the end of that year, the radio was got back. And how it got back is that the president of this country, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, took it upon himself to actually come to the north and find out really what happened. And he promised that he was going to do everything to make sure that the armed group will not be able to harm the community here.
Uganda's northern Acholi and Luo communities bore the brunt of a two-decade conflict that opposed Joseph Kony and President Yoweri Museveni, who had seized power from northern military rulers while at the head of a rebel army in 1986. Kony and Acholi claimed he was defending the Acholi people against Museveni, promising to install a government based on the biblical Ten Commandments. However, his policy of mass abductions soon lost Kony the support of local communities, despite widespread resentment against Museveni's brutal war against the LRA. There was public anger thus on both sides that allowed community radio stations like Radio Wa to flourish. Radio Wa's progress was encouraged also by Museveni, explains Kasuku.
The good thing when the president came, they agreed to not only make it a community radio, they said this radio is so powerful and reaching out to the community here. So they gave us a wider coverage, as much as normally by specifications, community radios are only given like to cover a kilometer or a kilowatt. That day, he promised that we are going to be given 4 kilowatts. And we happen to be one very unique radio station in these parts of Africa that has a big, wider coverage that normally community radio stations don't have.
But in its bid to promote peace, did Radio Wa not fall into the trap of towing the government's line and promoting its anti-LRA propaganda? For Kasuku, the aim of Radio Wa's Karibu program went beyond partisan lines.
Actually, this specific program that we used to call Karibu, and as I said, Karibu is a Swahili word that means welcome, come back. parents will come to the radio station and make an appeal and say, look, I have a message. I want to talk to my child, my son, my daughter, wherever they are, if they're still alive, to know that I still love them. I know they might have done so many bad things, killed people and all that, but they should be able to know that I love them, I care. We as a family are ready to embrace him or her if she comes back.
Listening to the radio violated strict orders from the Lord's Resistance Army leader, Joseph Kony. But those abducted still managed to secretly tune in to stations like Radio Wa in Lira or Radio Mega FM in Gulu, also in the north, in a bid to gain access to the outside world. Coming home messaging broadcasts were instrumental in encouraging child soldiers to defect, a study in 2006 revealed. Kasuku says it was after the war ended that she really got a sense of the impact Radio Wa had made.
We never knew the impact of that program until after the war was now coming down a bit and the police around this area were trying to do some research because they got so many children who had been abducted who came back. But one of the questions they were asking them, how did you manage to escape from where you were? And around 1,400 children really gave a witness and said, look, I used to listen to Radio Wa, and there was this very famous program that we used to have. And when I heard my mom say, wherever you are, my child, just come back. We love you. We forgive you. We will not really torment you. But if you are alive and you're able to find your way back home, you come. We still love you the way you are.
Children who were abducted came back to tell their story and pull the lid off the atrocities they endured under the LRA to dissuade others to come back home also. But more than 10 years on, after peace talks were signed in South Sudan, does Radio Wa's message of peace still ring true in the Uganda of today? The scars of war may be healing, but the country is still grappling with kidnappings and killings, this time of young women in the Kampala capital.
There are no more gunshots, yes, but when we interact with the community, you find there are so many unfinished business because of the war that happened so many years ago, over 20 years back. But there are so many people who up to now have never let go of what their experiences were. Some people still remember in their village, people came to steal herds of cattle. The home that they knew so well, strangers invaded and now are staying in there. Some of these realities are not things that are so easy to deal with. But through our programs, we try to even reconcile, bring these conflicting communities to date to try and discuss these things and see, can we get a lasting solution so that some of the things that happened way back but are still, you know, back in people's mind, fresh in people's minds as if they just happened yesterday.
The appearance of LRA commander Dominic Ogwen at the International Criminal Court at The Hague has also stirred up painful memories. Kasuku says many survivors still live with trauma and insists programs like hers are necessary.
In most of the programs we do currently, we want to continue encouraging people and letting them know that they can still live hopeful. They can overcome the trauma, the pain, the violence, all the bad things they went through in life, and they don't need to retaliate and give it back to other people. Instead, they need to start the healing process so that they can be ambassadors of peace. And that is the message that we keep on passing, even today, despite the fact that there's no more war. So I think as Radio Wa, we realize we have even more work now than before.
Ugandan authorities are also keen to document the country's past and are planning a new exhibition at the Uganda War Museum to this effect. It's a past that community radio stations like Radio Wa hope to continue to play a role in healing.
The world and I have seen truckloads of children abducted by armed men to join rebel forces.
You've been listening to Spotlight on Africa this week with me, Christina Okello. Thank you to my guest, Magdalene Kasuku from Radio Wa, and a special thank you to you for listening. Until next time, stay tuned to RFI.
Dear Mr. Commander, I'm not judging you, nor am I accusing you.